Hello, this is Uncle Sam welcoming you to another Daily Nuggets episode. This seems to happen to all of us. We have a dream or calling, but don't pursue it because we don't believe we have what it takes. Out of nowhere, it's like an instant fear paralyzes us, and we make up excuses as to why we cannot do it. It happened to Moses. When God told him to go and bring the Israelites out of his slavery, he replied, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" It happened to me also. When I avoided writing scripts for my daily nuggets because I felt I was not a competent writer. And I'm sure it happened to you as well. Today, despite how you might feel about yourself, I am making this video to let you know that you have what it takes. Just like a car has the potential to go much faster than the highest speed limits allow, you have the potential to do much more than you are doing now. If you know the story of Moses, you will know that he eventually led the Israelites out of slavery. Likewise, I have since written many daily nuggets scripts, and I could still continue to write to this day. You can live up to your potential too. And I want to share 3 points on how you can. Let's dive into it. First, develop an I have what it takes attitude. The start of living up to your potential begins with an attitude that you actually can. Attitude means a settled way of thinking or feeling about something. And one of the best examples I've heard of an I have what it takes attitude came from the late Dr. Miles Monroe. He spoke of how the lion is considered to be the king of the jungle, although it isn't the smartest, the tallest, the heaviest, nor the strongest. Dr. Miles goes on to say that when a lion sees an elephant, the lion thinks it has what it takes to eat the elephant. Likewise, attempting to live up to your potential begins with the attitude that you actually can. Sadly, for so many of us, our once had I have what it takes attitude has diminished. Like speed limits keep a car from reaching top speed. Society has discouraged many of us from being all we can be. But the truth is, what society thinks is not a reflection of what is possible. Although you may not be operating your full potential now, you have what it takes to do so. This leads me to the next point. The next point on how you can live up to your potential is to do what's necessary to develop yourself. We are like seeds. We have the potential to become trees. Unfortunately, like seeds, if we are not placed in the right environment and fed the right things, we won't ever become a tree. Whether it's by a class, attending a class, or reading a book, or putting in time to practice, you can acquire the skills and abilities that can help you reach your potential. I once read a post on LinkedIn that states, "No one has a monopoly on knowledge." A consultant in a large firm did not become a consultant overnight. He was not as knowledgeable as he was before he became a consultant. But he was given access to knowledge, a knowledge base for the system, and while glancing through the manuals and gained trainings and experience, he became a proficient consultant that he is now. In the same way, once you do what's necessary to develop yourself, you can reach your highest potential. You have it in you. You have what it takes. Let's move on to the last point. Take one step at a time. There's a popular story in the Bible called David and Goliath. The full story can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 17. In a nutshell, Goliath was a giant soldier in an army that was oppressing the Israelites. David, on the other hand, was a boy. As you may already know, he challenged Goliath and took him down with a slingshot. Many lessons can be taken from this story. But what I want to highlight is what led David to think he could defeat Goliath in the first place. It is found in verse 34 down to 36. But David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God." What lessons can we get from there? The thing that made David think he could defeat Goliath was his ability to defeat the lions and the bears. What he grew comfortable in doing gave him the confidence to take it up to a different level, take it another notch. In the same way, friends, family, we get up to our potential one step at a time. Big accomplishments start with small accomplishments. Don't despise the seemingly little things you can conquer today. They will lead you to conquer great things tomorrow. In closing, let me say this. Despite how you may feel about yourself, despite the limits society may place upon you, know for sure that you have great potential. Start pursuing that dream or calling today, because you have what it takes. And that's it for today's Daily Nuggets. Thank you for watching. I wish you all a blessed week ahead. See you next time.